Graduates at Boston University chant USA as anti-Israel protesters disrupt ceremony. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 19, 2024. Graduates at Boston University responded to several of their peers disrupting the commencement ceremony by showing their patriotic side. While anti-Israel protesters dressed in caps and gowns were seen unfurling a banner, several of their peers could be heard responding by chanting, "USA! USA! USA!" In another video posted to X, several people in the crowd at the commencement ceremony could also be heard chanting, "USA" as a crowd of anti-Israel protesters was seen walking out of the ceremony. More than 50 students were reported to have been among the crowd of graduates who had walked out of the commencement ceremony. Protesters could be heard chanting, "Disclose! Divest! We will not stop, we will not rest," as they could be seen walking around in a picket line. Students at several universities and colleges across the nation have protested pro-Israel commencement speakers and graduation ceremonies as a whole in protest of the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas, and have called upon the universities to divest from Israeli companies. At Duke University, several students walked out as comedian Jerry Seinfeld, who has been vocal about his support for Israel, received an honorary degree and gave the commencement speech. In early May, protesters interrupted graduation ceremonies on college and university campuses such as the University of Michigan and the University of Utah. While Columbia University canceled its main commencement ceremony, some students protested at the smaller department graduation ceremonies by wearing zip ties and holding signs. One protester even ripped her diploma to pieces. This comes after anti-Israel protests and encampments sprouted up on college and university campuses across the United States in support of an initial encampment that was established at Columbia University on April 17. The day after the first anti-Israel encampment at Columbia University was started, several students were suspended and hundreds of protesters were arrested. While the first encampment was removed, another one was established in its place and remained until officers from the New York Police Department conducted a raid of Columbia University's campus at the end of April after protesters took control of a building on campus. Anti-Israel protesters have called for various demands, including for the universities to divest from Israeli companies and other companies that do business with Israel, to end academic trips to Israel, and cut ties with universities in Israel, calling for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas, and for the U.S. government to stop arming Israel.